I want to tell everybody in New Hampshire, I want to be the next president of the United States, and I intend to win this election.
That was Governor Chris Christie at a town hall event in Sandown Tuesday night, the same day he threw his hat into the GOP race back in his home state of New Jersey. Winning New Hampshire will be an uphill climb for Christie, but a battle he is planning to wage by getting up close and personal with voters. His chosen platform is his so-called tell-it-like-it-is town hall meetings. No teleprompters, no pre-picked questions, and definitely no jackets. There is one rule, though. No shouting out questions, he says at Thursday's town hall event in Rochester.
So I have developed a keen ability over time at the dinner table to be able to ignore things that are being yelled at me by people. So it's not that I don't want to hear you. It's that I've been zoning out my children when they're yelling stuff at me for a long time. So let's raise our hands, ask questions, and I'm happy to answer them. I'm going to take my coat off because we're getting to work now, and we don't work with our coat on. In the back, sir.
Christie has had more than a dozen town hall meetings in New Hampshire since January, including three this week, and he says he has no intention of slowing down. Once a projected frontrunner, Christie is now trailing in the polls. And with 13 other Republican candidates in the running, he knows he has a lot of work to do to gain momentum. His approach seemed to resonate with many who came to hear him this week, including Linda Forner of Salem.
He's not afraid to voice his opinion, and I like that. I like that in a man. I like that in a president. I like it in a governor.
Kathy Spreeman of Rochester, who met Christie at the Pink Cadillac Diner Thursday morning, says she finds him refreshing.
Frankly, I'm tired of politicians who kind of pussyfoot around and want everybody to like them. You see that a lot. In New Hampshire, we see every politician there is who wants to be in higher office. So we're very accustomed to seeing that trend. We're not accustomed to seeing somebody who's outspoken.
Hey there.
Hi, how are you?
Chris, how are you?
In New Hampshire this week, Christie appeared comfortable working a room. Whether it be at a town hall, a diner, or a bar, Christie met with nearly every person inside, posing for selfies or hugging a stranger for complimenting him for losing weight. Paul Clark of Nashua attended Tuesday's town hall meeting in Sandown.
You know, he looks you in the eye and shakes your hand and talks to you. Most of the other candidates do, but his seems to be more engaging.
During these events, Christie's wife, Mary Pat, is right by his side. He's put his family at the center of his campaign, always weaving his four kids into conversations or bringing up his deceased Sicilian mother, who he says raised him to speak his mind.
Hi, sir. How are you?
My daughter, Maddie.
Maddie, I'm Chris. How are you?
Guys,
how are you, Maddie?
Mary
Pat. Nice to meet you. We have a 12-year-old daughter, too. She just turned 12.
Hi, Maddie.
A few days ago.
Randall Heller, a veteran from Barrington, pointed to Christie's record of winning elections as a Republican in a Democratic state as a selling point.
Governor Christie has proven the ability to work across party lines and to get things done. He's proven that in the state of New Jersey, and I think he could do a great job doing that as a president as well.
Voters will ultimately decide whether Christie's personality is enough to win him the nomination, but he himself admits they have other options.
I'm going to tell you what I think, and if you like it, great, and if you don't, my goodness, there's 13 other candidates to pick from. So you'll find somebody who you agree with more than you agree with me. But you need to know what you're buying.
Christie will be in New Hampshire through the holiday weekend and will spend July 4th in Wolfboro. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.